Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I am your host and energy expert. Welcome to today's episode where we will explore the full range of human emotions. Often we embrace positive emotions while suppressing negative ones. But what if experiencing all emotions could lead to a more peaceful and harmonious life? Today, I'll share why accepting our entire emotional spectrum is crucial and how it can transform your life. We will delve into clearing energy blockages, making peace with emotions, and embracing the richness they bring. Join me as we uncover the path to emotional freedom and a more fulfilling existence. Today I'm going to talk to you about the full range of emotions we humans have for a reason. Most of us learn to invite half of our range of emotions, what we call the positive emotions, and the other half of emotions, the negative ones, we learn to suppress, to ignore, or to deny. If you have listened to similar episodes of my podcast before, I invite you to feel the full range of human emotions to be able to experience higher levels of emotions. But you might be reluctant to do so. I get it. Why would I want to feel the negative and uncomfortable emotions just to be able to feel more of the good emotions? I better stay where I am, where I don't feel much of anything. Fair enough. The purpose of experiencing the full range of emotions is not to let them back into your life or let them overwhelm you. It's about accepting and surrendering that we are built to feel a huge range of emotions. By accepting and surrendering to all of them, we can live a peaceful, harmonic, and enjoyable life with that full range of emotions just being part of the life experience. I shared with you in last week's episode that you want to clear out the energy blockages from your energy systems as they are stuck emotions that keep getting triggered on and on and on and on until you are ready to feel them and to release them. What I'm sharing with you today is about making peace with all of the emotions that we humans are supposed to experience. And I will tell you why and how. Every waking moment, we interact with life on Earth. When we are awake, we constantly experience something that is part of our outer world or inner world. If we want to experience a more peaceful, easy-flowing, and enjoyable life, we must learn to use all of those interactions with life to clear out those energy blockages. Last week, we talked about how these blockages are stuck emotions that we have collected throughout our lifetime and that they keep you trapped in a life of avoiding or clinging onto past memories. Your inability to handle the full range of emotions keeps you trapped in the human predicament of controlling life in order just to be okay. If you wish to break free and live peacefully, you must learn to be at peace with your emotions. The full range of emotions is like an orchestra. An orchestra is composed of 10 or 20 or 30 different kinds of instruments. And even just one instrument, like the violin, can play different variations of notes to create part of the symphony. When something happens in your life, the orchestra of your emotions begin to play. It adds richness to your life by playing high notes or low notes, whatever is appropriate to the event that is currently occurring in your life. Your emotions are a beautiful gift that makes life that much more interesting and colorful. Your body, in collaboration with your brain and your heart, can experience absolute ecstasy to deep pain and sorrow in a matter of seconds. Your emotions can make you feel like you're flying on angel wings, and they can bring you down, crashing hard. Our ability to experience emotion is an amazing instrument we carry inside of us. The trouble is that you might not be okay with the full range of your emotions. You want to control your emotions so it only plays the notes that you can handle. Spiritual growth is about learning to be grateful for the experience of emotions in general, all of them. But if you reflect on your life, you will realize that you can't do that. There are emotions that your brain and body create inside of you that you are not willing to experience. You resist them. As you expand your spiritual horizon by letting go of the energy blockages inside of you, your range of comfort with all emotions becomes just wider and wider and wider, allowing you to handle more of the moments passing in front of you and the emotions that they create inside of you. Little by little, as you learn to accept that emotions are a reality of this human life, they will come and they will go if you let them be what they are. This is spiritual evolution. It's not like an evolved spiritual human has no emotions, or that they are able to handle all of the emotions just much more intensely, as you can imagine. That would be another way of ignoring the emotions or putting emotions kind of on a pedestal. As an evolved human being, you can handle the different shades of emotions happening as a normal part of life. If something sad happens in your life, it's natural to feel a sense of loss and sadness. That is your brain and body creating an emotion in harmony with what's happening. Like an instrument playing something beautiful, your body is composing a song of sadness for you to experience. The thing is that you are just not okay with that. At some point on this journey, you will realize that the emotion is not the problem. The problem is you are not able to handle the emotion. We come back to the same place as we were in last week's episode. Do you want to devote your life to controlling the world around you so you can avoid feeling certain negative emotions which you just can't handle? Or do you want to devote yourself to the inner work of becoming comfortable with the full range of emotions? When you begin with the inner work of removing those energy blockages inside of you, it might feel heavy, it might feel disruptive or kind of unhinged. That is because your body is just not used to experiencing these emotions anymore. It's full of those roadblocks that it's now trying to remove one by one. And at first, it has to get into a groove of doing so. It's about learning the process of letting go and releasing all of those energies inside of you. Your emotional state has become out of balance, and it will get more and more back into balance when you continue this inner work. Spiritual growth is about returning to a state of balance and well-being. And the more you continue with this practice of letting go, the easier it gets because you get better at it. You normalize that process and you create a habit out of it. It will become normal and familiar for your brain and body to work together to release more and more blockages out of your energy system. The same as it was familiar to create them in the first half of your life. That was a habit too. It should be clear to you by now that the problem is not outside of you. The problem is your inability to handle certain emotions, and therefore you can't handle the full expression of life. Learning to handle these expressions and make them part of everyday life, like eating, sleeping, or breathing, is the solution. It is the essence of spiritual growth. Feelings of loss, fear, or anger in your body are just expressions of what you experience. They cannot harm you unless you resist them. The same with love, beauty, or happiness. They are wonderful to experience unless you start to cling on to them and suddenly believe that you need them or need more of them in your life. You either start to push feelings away or pull them towards you instead of just letting them pass through you in their natural state. I invite you today to come to peace with the full range of your emotions. It may seem impossible to be comfortable with emotions that are uncomfortable, but the truth is you already have experience doing so. Take any movie you like. Imagine yourself not feeling any emotions watching that movie. How dull would that be? What an awfully boring experience, right? We enjoy watching movies because they create emotions inside of us. And we love movies that make us feel joy, laughter, relief, love, bliss, and happiness for what is happening to the characters in the movie. But most of us love as well movies that make us feel scared, fearful, worried, outraged, despair, disgust, and so many more. We love to get involved in the experience of the character, even if the emotions are something that you would classify normally as being negative. But you have no problems experiencing them while watching a movie. And the higher the emotion, the more you will tell people that they really have to watch that movie. It's just so good. Because it was able to create these high emotions inside of you. And that's the kind of acceptance you want to bring into your life on Earth. That's the difference between accepting the expression of the emotion and resisting it. The universe, God, source, creation, whatever you want to call it, has put a full orchestra of emotions inside of you, free of charge. That makes life so much more interesting and vibrant. Learn to enjoy your emotions by ceasing to resist them. It's not about losing yourself in your emotions. It's about being willing to experiencing them in the same way as you experience a great movie. Sometimes the movie ends in joy and celebration, and sometimes the movie ends sad. But you process it in the same way. Your awareness is experiencing the emotions created by the story of the movie. You are not clinging to it, and you're not suppressing it once it's over. You're simply experiencing it and then letting it go shortly afterwards. When emotions are suppressed or stored in your energy system, they rot inside of you. They will pop up at the wrong time and cause you serious problems in your life. You probably know what I'm talking about. You have experienced this before. Learning to make peace with your emotions is a major step towards shedding yourself from the very human predicament we all find ourselves in. We learned already in the last episode that we don't want to suppress emotions and we don't want them running our life either. There is a sacred space between suppression and expression, and that is the experience of the emotion. In the state of experiencing the emotion, you are neither suppressing the energy internally or expressing it externally onto other people. You are willing to experience the energy coming from your brain and body. The sadness of a breakup or the joy of a birth both come up inside of you and they both feed your soul. They enrich your life's experience. Feeling emotions is simply a gift we receive from the universe and we can be grateful for it. If you want to learn how to remove those blocked energies and start being okay with feeling all emotions, then join my program Energy Academy, where I teach you how to do it. Other than in the words that I shared with you today, it is very hard to describe how peaceful and freeing it is once you release to resist or to cling onto emotions. But once you experience it, you will never stop the process of releasing. It's just so good. So head over to lindalange.com/energyacademy or click the link in the show notes. The more you release, the more you enjoy your life again. You can find joy in the so-called good and bad. It's a magical way to experience life. And with that, I love you. And leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.